from the time Dragnet first aired on radio in 1949 till its final episode on television in 1970, Jack Webb would enlist a handful of actors to fill in as Joe Friday's partner, though only three of them would be remembered for that role. Jack Webb's first sidekick was William Barton Yarborough. Yarborough was born in Texas to Patrick D. and Mole Ardena Yarborough on October 2, 1900. Yarborough began his acting career in the theater, where he studied with the Eva Gillian Company, and though he would go on to work in all four areas of show business, theater, film, radio, and television, it would be his work in radio that he would be best remembered. He starred in several long-running programs, as well as guest starred on many others. And it wasn't long before Barton Yarborough became one of radio's busiest character actors. On Friday, April 29, 1932, NBC aired its newest soap opera from 9:30 to 10 p.m. It told the story of Henry and Fanny Barber and their five children, Paul, Hazel, Claudia, Clifford, and Jack. The show was One Man's Family, and in the role of Clifford was Barton Yarborough. He would remain with the series until his death in 1951. The show ran until May 8, 1959, leaving behind 3,256 episodes, and that's not counting repeats, making it the longest-running series on American radio. Throughout its 27 years on the air, actors came and left. Some went on to become famous, like Richard Crenna, Hans Conried, Rosemary DeCamp, and Howard Floyd the Barber McNair. While others, such as silent star Francis X. Bushman, had already learned the price of fame and were happy to still be working. And then there are the actors who would go on to become part of Jack Webb's stable. Besides Barton Yarborough, there was Billy Bucci, Janet Waldo, Virginia Gregg, Vic Perrin, who's best remembered as the voice on The Outer Limits, and Herb Butterfield, who would fill in as Joe Friday's partner after Bart's death. For the old-time radio researchers, I'm Fred Bertelson, your announcer.